This is Jay Nemro. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode 578. And it's another one of those days when I really don't have anything to say yet, but hopefully something will come to mind. I have been at work and dealing with weird kind of esoteric isolated problems with Sophos antivirus. If you have Sophos, I hope it works well for you. It's always worked okay for me, but there's a couple of computers that it's just not working on. And well, it kind of goes part and parcel with me trying to be a little more laid back about problems that come up. And, in fact, somebody just said, boy, you know, if that was happening to me, I'd be all frustrated, angry, and upset. And I said, you know what? I said, I've been trying over the last few weeks to get to the point to where I don't let this stuff get to me so much. Because, honestly, you know, it really doesn't matter. Well, no, it doesn't matter to my job, but in the larger scheme of things, it really isn't that big of a thing. I'm thinking of another couple of things I might try with this, of course. I always do that once I'm gone and on the road, and it's like, well, I can't work on it now. The problem is this isolated problem is not any of my computers. Therefore, I can't duplicate it, and if I can't duplicate it, I can't fix it. That's the big slug in the problems here is that can't fix it. Anyway, so I'll go and I'll do some research at home and we'll see what we've got, see what we're playing with. I called Lisa today and asked her, you know, since I was in Clovis for lunch, I actually go into town for lunch. When I'm in the big city, and Clovis isn't a very big city, but it's a lot bigger than what I live in. They have a Walmart and they have some other things that Chicken Curry doesn't have. And so I would call her to see if she wants something. And she said, you know what? I want to have a Christmas present that I don't know about. And it was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. And so I think I went a little overboard. The price tag for all the things I got her, which was several things, came up to $91. I'm very surprised because I got a lot of stuff for that much money. I hope it's tough, heavy-duty stuff that's gonna last and it's gonna be good, you know. So I'm kind of hoping that things go okay that way. I hope she's pleasantly happy and pleasantly surprised, and that everything goes okay. Oh my goodness! I'm driving by my old house. It's a house that I lived in when I was a kid. It's on our old family ranch that we have since sold. And they've been making some changes and fixing up some things. And, well, so there's this house that I lived in when I was like 11 and 12. And actually more along the lines of being 11. I didn't, you know. Anyway, when I was in sixth grade, I went to school at Grady, and I lived out on our family ranch, and I'm driving past it. Interesting, I wonder if that's how my mom feels when she drives past her house, which is only about 2 miles south of this house, the one that she basically grew up in. And, you know, I wonder how she feels when she drives past that. You know, it isn't that I get this wave of nostalgia and that I want those days back. I really don't. I'm grateful. I'm happy for the age I am. I know that makes me kind of weird. You know, I don't want to be a teenager again because I didn't really, you know, my teenage experience wasn't that fantastic, I guess. I don't know if that's a question of being Zenith or if that's a common experience among autistics or ADHDs or whatever. It certainly, you know, I don't know if there's a group of people that are normally consider themselves Zenith that say, you know what, I'm, you know, I don't want to return to some time in the past, some blissful time. I'm not interested. You know, I like where I am right now. I have hope for a more pleasant future. Even given conditions, you know, even given governmental conditions, economic conditions that might not be very hot and might get predominantly worse, you know, that's really not an issue now. At least for me, I'm perfectly happy with where I am and looking forward to the future. But I don't say, oh, I'm trying to escape my past because it's horrible. I don't know. You know, there's big sections of my life that I don't really remember very well. And so I don't, you know, I don't have any bad things where I said, oh, it was horrible and I hated it. You know, no, I just don't look back on it with any great, oh, that was so wonderful. It was so wonderful. You know, it was okay. But, you know, nothing that I want to go running back to as if, you know, I hate adult life. All I wish is I was a kid and I didn't have responsibilities. I like my responsibilities. I like the life I have. It's good stuff. I like it. Anyway, okay, so that's Jay's word for the day. He likes, well, that's my mantra for the day. How about that? It's not a word, it's a mantra. I like my life, and I'm looking forward to the future. But not to be Pollyannish about it, but just to say, you know what? I am hoping that things continue to get better. I anticipate making more money in the future, which means that we will have less headaches on our plate. I want to, well, you know, I think things are going to get better. I certainly hope they get better for Lisa, because I know she's struggling, and it's hard, and she gets really frustrated with kids and the circumstances and a lot of things, and I do too. I don't think I get frustrated to the level she does, you know, and I don't want to say, you know, that she's a weak person or anything like that. Certainly not. Lisa's a very strong person, and she works very hard. So I never give her any kind of grief or say, you know, you should work hard or anything like that. Cause golly, I think she works hard enough already, and that anything more is just, I mean, it's probably suicidal for her. What else do I have to say? I think that's about all I have to say. at least on that point. Oh, it's kind of overcast. It's not cold yet. Of course, I haven't looked at the prediction for what the weather is going to be like tomorrow or the next day. I'm headed home, and tomorrow I'll be off to Santa Rosa to finish a job there. And then maybe I will give people kind of a heads up on other things. Not that you guys are interested at all at what I'm doing from day to day, because it really doesn't make any difference to these podcasts. Shall I give you a little bit of insight into cell phones? I'm not a big fan of cell phones. I use one for my work. Work is changing soon. Soon I'll have my own cell phone and my own cell phone plan, and work will just kind of reimburse me for whatever my usage tends to be. So, you know, I'm, facing that change. I've always had, well, as long as I've worked for the university, I've had a cell phone. But now I guess it's going to technically be my property. Not the cell phone itself, but the actual plan I use on it. That makes it tricky, too. I should be able to take that plan to other phones. And that should work really well. But then it becomes the question of, you know, is this going to be problematic? Am I going to have to go run somewhere all the time to get my cell phone service changed? Ugh, there's an unpleasant thought. I always have to run to Clovis anyway for maintenance on my car, so it kind of becomes this thing where I need to, you know, I might have to make runs to Clovis for my cell phone, too. I need to check every now and then when I hit a cell phone site as to what, cell phone sites I'm running into, so that I can see what I want to do. So I think I'm going to give that a shot here. Not quite during this podcast. I am. Let me try some stuff. Now I've never done this before, so it might be really weird. I don't have a particularly sophisticated cell phone. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it on my other cell phone. It's a Verizon phone, too, but it's digital. I'm kind of unhappy with what do you say, with Verizon service where I'm at. So let me see if I can just make a change here. The phone that I've been using the most, and I actually like it. I do wish I had a phone that was more kind of okay. Well, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this. Let's take a look. Maybe I can find something. Tools, options. This is a Samsung. This is an i730, and pretty dang good cell phone. I got the extended battery for it, and it was working really good for me. My problem was I couldn't get analog service in a lot of the areas I'm in. Analog service is what's available, and I would really like to have a phone that could handle analog service without any problems. But I'm sitting here saying to myself that I can't control this. Yeah. I don't think I'm really in the... in the capability of being able to do this. Anyway, okay. I'm not going to be able to do it with this little guy. Maybe I can do it with my other phone. Okay. My other phone is a Motorola V60i. Pretty cheap little phone. Pretty durable. I have a really extended battery for that. And it's a pretty decent little phone. But, you know, it's my primary phone for voice, and that's all it does. I've got a data phone, and let's see what I have. No, that's not going to do it. security, location, other settings. I think that was what it was. Personalize, initial setup, network. That's what I want. Select my network. Current network. Not registered. I don't think this thing, see, some phones allow you to have two or three different services, and that way you can kind of see where you stand. I'm going to go ahead and go over here, and we're going to stop this thing. I'm going to try and see if I can come up with a different service here so I can have some sort of a clue as to whether I have another cell provider out here. Because, you know, I'd like to have Altel or whatever. Verizon doesn't work very well out here. We'll take a look. Okay, I'm going to stop this for a second, then we'll get back, and I'll report on my findings. Okay, I'm back. I've returned, and with a little bit of insight to give you guys. Cell phone trickery. What I do, and most phones can do that because most phones can operate on two different phone numbers. You know, even the cheapy one I have can do that. What I do is I switch over to a new phone number that isn't there yet. That doesn't have doesn't have a service provider. And what it does is it kind of opens that phone up so that it can detect all the different cell sites around you. And now you can't make phone calls with them. It just comes back and it says, you know, you can't make this call. I usually go to *6 on most phones and then send, and it'll come back and it'll tell you which phone company you're connected with. That's usually the owner of the cell site, because that comes in really handy, because people get the impression that all of the companies work with each other fantastically and all that, but they don't. You know, some companies have roaming agreements with other users, some don't. The service I use, Verizon, doesn't have a roaming agreement, at least not with the kind of service I use. It doesn't have a roaming agreement with like Plateau Cellular, which is whose area I'm in right now. All the cell sites in this area that I'm driving through are controlled by an outfit named Plateau Cellular, actually owned by a rural telephone cooperative that I used to be a part of. Anyway, so, you know, it's got those kinds of troubles, those kinds of problems. And so here I am doing this because soon I'm going to have to come up with my own plan. And I want my plan to work in two very specific circumstances. The first circumstance, I want it to work at ASC Clovis because I spend so much time there. The other one is I want it to work in a place called Mora. Now, I don't want to have to get a sat phone because I don't think that's really going to work in my case. Oh, I've still got an excellent signal here. Let's see if I can get it. You'll be able to hear it when it comes on, what it actually says. *6. Send. And here it is. Here's the connection. Here you can hear it ringing. And it's still ringing. I guess somebody else is pulling the same stunt I am. See? Plateau Wireless. Yeah. Roaming agreement. Yeah, they haven't done the roaming agreement. So, I get that even though on this service I have no phone number. Of course, I can't get billed for it because I can't figure out who I belong to bill. So, that's nice too. It's airtime free, just by nature. I mean, you can't find out who you're connected to. So, they always disconnect from you. I don't know if at some point they say, you know, it's a hacker and he's trying to cut in on your business and you cut it off completely. I don't know if they really do that. I guess they could, but I'm guessing they don't. Anyway, boy, I keep getting more and better signal. Now, this is an analog signal. I think they must have a cell site somewhere pretty close by that I'm hooking on to. I can actually see a tower somewhere. I'm guessing that's the one I'm talking about. It's right there. And that makes for pretty good coverage for when I travel up here. Well, that looks pretty good. Under normal circumstances, if I had my phone set to just for a Verizon thing, it would always come back and say that I have no service here. You know, what I actually kind of do. Actually, it's getting better and better as I go further and further. So you can do that too. You can actually set your phone that you have a different phone number. You just don't have you don't assign a phone number to that. And then you'll begin to see what you have, and then you just have to kind of tool around where you go and see what kind of coverage, you know, you really have. And then you can kind of pick and choose. You know, I don't know if cell phone companies are really too hip to telling you who they have roaming agreements with. I think they should, you know, but that usually doesn't work in their favor, because they'd say, well, if you want phone service where we are, buy one of our phones. And you go, well, no, I travel there. I'm certainly not from there. And you might not have roaming, you know, you might not have a roaming agreement with the cell phone company I ultimately choose. Says, but I want to have that capability. I'd like to get up there because I'm kind of wondering who has their cell service, because it's not necessarily who you think. It isn't necessarily that phone company that's the closest to it. But anyway, now this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is what autistic people do, or at least this is what Zenith people do. Since I'm a Zenith, I get to set the criteria for what Zenith does. Zenith people get interested in this kind of stuff. We want to know. We're willing to put a lot more effort into finding these answers, finding these solutions, as I do, you know, for things that most people would consider to be pretty esoteric, you know, and doesn't, and they would never do that because it doesn't seem very interesting to them. I think that's what makes the internet so interesting, is that people like me tend to put their information up on the web and share it with people. Therefore, you get really esoteric things, you know. But that's the fun of being a content provider, is being able to do all that. Anyway, so this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. You can contact us at autism@quix.us. Always feel free to go to the website. I actually had somebody tell me that they had gone to my website and looked at it. And their response was basically that it was interesting. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if I should feel good or not. I really don't like hearing feedback from people, because I know I'm weird. I know I've got weird interests and weird things like that. And so, you know, I you can give me feedback, you know. Don't be surprised if I don't take it well. But it would be great to hear from you, just to say, Jay, I listened to your podcast, and thank you, and I listened to your podcast. You don't have to say whether you like it or not. You just listen to it. That's good, because, you know, people need some things to fill their time. This is Jay Nemro, The Life Autistic, episode 578, cell phone fun. This is Jay. Have a great day.